This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We are learning Simen Lamed Beis. We're in the middle of Sif Mem Zayin. We're going to try to do Mem Zayin, Mem Ches, Mem Tes today. Agun Erev Yom Tov. We're up to in the middle of the Mechaber, Shalyad. That's Parshas Shalyad, Koisav Arba, Parshas B'Klaf Echad. We write the four Parshas in one Klaf. The Goylel Oysan, we roll Nisarfen L'Tchilasan from the end until the beginning. The Korech Klaf Aleim, we wrap a Klaf on it. So after you wrap it in a Klaf, the Seir Egel and a hair of a calf, machnisam beveisam, and you put it in the bayis, kamay shal rosh, just like the shal rosh. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. No Mishnah Berurah on that. Im kasvam al arba klafim. If you wrote the tefillin shal yad on four klafim, v'hinicham arba batim, you put them in four batim yatsa, your yotze. V'hu sheyitla, and that is you take per shechasa, you cover or al arba batim, hide over the four batim, namely sheyunirim kabayisacha, that it should look like one bias. So let's see diagram two. You're putting the four parshios into four batim. That's provided that you cover it afterwards, like you see over here, with one R, so it looks like one bias. Says Rama Hagav, Aminag Ladavik Bedevek. The minog is to glue it with glue she hakol keklaf echad. The minog is to glue it with glue so that it looks like one klaf, so that it is one klaf. Yizar alitol devek kasher. You should be sure to use kosher glue. So, like in this diagram in picture four, where you glue the four parchments together into one parchment. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Mishnah Chesbi Arba Batim. The kosher came certainly. Minicham Abayis Echad. If you put in one bias, the tvei adif, that it is much better. Certainly, if you put it in one bias, it's going to be much better. Meaning, in diagram three, you're going to somehow get all four parshas into one bias, that's much better. V'ha minog, v'soloimar, what does that mean, the minog? The minog is, v'soloimar, im menichem v'bayis echad. If you put them one bias, after v'vadi yatsum, k'malkum l'chachil mitzvah l'davkim, l'chachil it's a mitzvah to connect them. Kosar achorinim, d'avshel l'chachil mitzvah l'chdav v'adar parshas shal yad b'klaf echad. The achorinim write that even though l'chachil it's a mitzvah to write the four parshas of the shal yad on one klaf, mikamakim mikfar kasav adal klafim, if you already wrote it on four, chashav kediyavet, it's considered like bediyavet, umutter anicham chachila, and it's mutter, once you wrote them, to put it into the bias, chachila imadbika mikaidem, if you attach it first. Now, the imnim satos in parsha revius, what if you found the mistake in the fourth parsha? Mutter lekoisa beklaf levad, and then to connect it, does it have a kediyavet? Let's say like this. You're writing Tefillin Shel Yad. You wrote it all in one klaf. Then you found a mistake in the fourth parsha. You could cut it off, write a new parsha, and then glue it back together. But you want to make sure that the glue is a good kosher glue. Devek kosher, ratzalam rami behema tahira, from a kosher behema. Because of Primogadim, the Zerak LeMitzvah, Primogadim says this is only a mitzvah of Eloy LeYikuva. It's not ma'akev, kivan de hadibuk ena ma'akev memela in kapeda the ma'amidavik. Since you don't have to glue it, it's not ma'akev how you do glue it, even if it's from a behema tamea. Sif memches, in tsofa habatim bezahav oibar behema tamea psulim. If you coated the batim in gold or in the hide of a non kosher animal, it is pasal. Sif memches. Okay, we just did that. Sif mem. Oh, sif katan reish chaf aleph. Oy ba'ar, per sha'asa ar mitchila mebehematara. That is, you made hide originally from a kosher animal. Viacha kach tzipa al oysay ar mebehematara. Then you coated it with the hide of a non kosher animal. Filhakim psulim, it's still possible. Afilu chatach b'makim ashinin. Even if you cut out in the place of the shin. So now you could see the original shin, shashin nira, it's still no good, v'ayim bebir halacha. Sif mem tes. Halacha l'moshe misinei. It is halacha l'moshe misinei shiyu tefillin nisparim begidei behema. That the tefillin should be sewn with the sinews of a behema or a chaya tahirim. The toiv lizba begidei shar. It is good to sew it with the sinews of a shar. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sivkata and Reish Chav, Beis Begidei, Behema V'loikhim Meha Akev. You take it from the heel. Shehim Levanim, because there the sinews are white. V'mhim Kashim, if they're hard, Merakachim Avanim, you soften it with stones at Sheyasu Kepishtan, till it becomes like linen. V'toivin Oysam, you sew it, you spin it, V'shurin, you twist it, V'dasa Magin Ram B'soif, you need to spin it. Question this. It should be from a kosher animal. Even if it's a nevela or a trefa, that would be okay. If you don't have an ox, take it from a small animal. From a non-kosher animal, it would be even be possible. The Avet Sarachina Mutalipa begin Hanasha. There's a Shaila. There's a question. Could you sew the tefillin with the Gid Hanasha? We're going to hold it here. We're going to pick it up, Bezos Hashem, on Monday, Chol HaMoed. It will probably be later in the morning. And likely it will be like some kind of double session. We'll try to do Monday and Tuesday, double header both days. I think that's the plan. Bli Neder. I wish you all a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. Have a wonderful Yom Tov. And enjoy. See you next week. Chag Kosher V'Sameach. Good Yom Tov. Good Yom Tov.
Yom Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.